Myanmar's junta evicts cyclone survivors. Soaring fuel prices are forcing missionaries to reevaluate, and a Stockholm church uses a pub for outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Myanmar's junta government has been quietly evicting cyclone survivors from their shelters and shutting down refugee camps. They're sending the people home for reconstruction, but there's nothing left in most villages. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says in order to get aid to these areas,
there's a list, and for that village, you have to be on the list. Has to be approved by the village leaders. If it's not on the list, you're turned back, and any supplies you've brought for the cyclone victims will be confiscated by the government. I don't know how our friends are getting on those lists, but they are going in with a team.
Klein says their aid team arrives in Myanmar tomorrow. Aside from the physical help, they'll be sharing their faith.
I've never seen the people just cling to every word. They were desperate for hope, and that's what we want to do, is bring them not just the supplies, that's the secondary thing, but we are trying to get the gospel to these people, because we know there's a lot of people that could die as a result of this catastrophe, but we want to give them the hope that's in Jesus Christ.
Next, Cyclone Nargis's damage is unspeakable. Weeks after the storm hit, food and shelter is scarce because of government stockpiling relief supplies. Despair is rampant. Bright Hope International's Mike Rutter explains what their team's doing.
They're working through the local church, and they're able to actually get the rice, the mosquito nets, tarps. And right now, things are very much still in a disaster relief mode.
But costs have risen astronomically. Bright Hope works with the National Believers because that's the only way they can get in.
Our partner has scheduled 10 relief distributions, basically one per week. He just finished the fifth one last week. We'll be sending money on a weekly basis to support his efforts.
Funds equip these churches with the relief supplies needed in their communities. Rutter says $80 will provide food and shelter for a family of five for a month.
We're acting as the hands and feet to people that need it. We're helping the most needy people as quickly as possible and using those actions to show the love of Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. With the price of oil at record highs, it's putting the pinch on mission organizations. That's our focus today on part three of our series on the fuel crisis and ministry. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says the first to feel the skyrocketing prices are workers on the field, and there's not much they can do.
As prices go up, typically their support does not go up. And so they're feeling pinched in terms of their budgets and their ability to sustain things. In many cases, this just means they have to curtail travel. In other cases, it digs into other ministry funds.
Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says national workers seeking higher education are also affected.
You've seen a decrease in the number of students going to the Bible institutes and seminaries as well that we support, just because the ability to take care of a family requires much more work beyond what most ministry support can provide.
Send International is saving money in Alaska, converting to wood fuel to heat their homes. Tomorrow in part four, short-term missions. Next, a small church in Stockholm, Sweden is using a local pub to reach out to its community. Every Saturday in the middle of the night, this church planted by Greater Europe Mission sets up a table outside the pub where it meets for Sunday services. Church members offer hot coffee and tea to passersby and invite them to church on Sunday. Pray that these believers, most of them immigrants from Iraq, will continue to shine the light of the gospel in a secular society. And Book of Hope International has now distributed its 500 millionth evangelistic book to children around the world. Last Thursday, 10-year-old James received the 500 millionth Book of Hope at his school in Columbia. Most students at the school come from single-parent homes. Their city was a center for drugs and violence before it was touched by the gospel. For only 33 cents, you can send a Book of Hope to a child like James and impact his family and community for Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available a copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.